So you can invite the chairman from Australia to briefly summarize here.
The next two standards are from CIFICS, and I wish to invite the chair from Australia to briefly introduce the two texts, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the chair of the Codex Committee on Food Inspection and Certification Systems, I'd like to introduce the two texts that you refer. The first text that is put forward by CCFIX with the recommendation of adoption at the accelerated 5-8 step process is a proposed draft principles and guidelines for imported food inspection based on risk. The reference is Allenorm 06/29/30, Appendix 2. Just to give the committee a little background, this document was approved for new work at the 12th session of the CCFIX committee. The underlying purpose of this document was to provide a reference guideline for those countries coming to grips with the development of an imported food program for the protection of their consumers. And in essence, this document provides the framework to do so. The document itself was evolved through a fairly detailed plenary drafting session at the 13th session of CCFIX, and then further refined through a working group in Brussels on the 8th and 9th of September 2005, with the participation of some 25 member countries and the European community. At the last session of CCFIX, as I've stated, the work was supported for adoption at the 5-8 step process. The issue of some concern at that committee was raised in relation to the definition of risk base and science base that was raised by the New Zealand member country, and I presume New Zealand will here again comment if required. The concern that New Zealand had was that those definitions were to be further considered at the last CCGP. At the last CCGP, there was agreement of that committee that those definitions in question in regard to risk-based and science-based would be further discussed at a working group in September in Brussels, with a view to further refining the New Zealand paper, discussion paper, for further consideration at CCGP. With that, there appears at this stage little contention for the guideline to go through as it stands. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Australia. And now I wish to invite the Commission as to whether there is an objection to adopting the proposed text at step 5-8, and we are making reference to Allenorm 06/29/30, Appendix 2. India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We do agree with the observation of the chairman of CCFIX that the issue regarding the definition of risk-based is still under discussion, and perhaps we could hold this for the moment. We would like at this moment to also point out one other observation, specifically to paragraph 46 of the report of the 14th session of CCFIX. The committee did not accept the suggestion of the delegation of India to add a sentence to indicate that the food should not be destroyed unless it has been agreed to by the exporting country. In this context, we'd like to observe that though the committee did not accept the suggestions of the delegation of India, no reason for not agreeing to that suggestion was given. The document does not address the assessment of identified risk and does not reflect the risk-based inspection. Moreover, since the food exported and so rejected by the importing countries conforms to the national standards of the exporting country, it could possibly be used in the country of origin, or India would therefore urge that in section 6 at the end of paragraph 20 the following could be added. This is the portion we would like to have added. Destruction should not be resorted to unless it has been agreed to by the exporter / the competent authority of the exporting country. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, India. And if I can go back to Australia again, and could you comment on the India observation, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just in regard to the issue raised by India, and it's an issue that has been considered on a number of times by the Coded Committee on Food Inspection Certification Systems. As I recall, the tenor of the discussion in regard to that particular issue is that if the food is particularly found to be adulterated or unsafe at the point of testing, then there is no reason, essentially, that the importing country at that time should not take the appropriate action in regard to that consignment of food. But there's also further reference made in that meeting to another document of relevance on this item, and that's the guidelines for the exchange of information between countries on rejections of imported food, and that it's at COCGL 25/1997. That guideline also contains the exchange procedures where there is a particular issue found with imported food. The further point is that I think we've had now two discussion papers provided to CCFIX on that particular issue from India, and as yet we're unable to progress further work in that area because we still lack a consensus on that particular issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia, and then I have Peru on my list. Peru, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Me permito hacerle una consulta. Tengo varios comentarios respecto al anteproyecto de principios y directrices para la inspección de alimentos importados basada en el riesgo. Le pregunto si debo hacerlos todos seguidos, puesto que no tengo un comentario específico respecto a lo mencionado por India, pero sí varios respecto al anteproyecto. No sé si debo ir uno por uno o cuál es la modalidad. Gracias.
Well, Peru, much as we are not really discussing the guidelines for, I mean, the Codex guidelines for food import control systems, and we are discussing something that we need to attach to, I'm tempted not to, but I give you a minute. 1 minute.
Presidente, tengo una propuesta de modificación para el párrafo 2 del texto. ¿Puedo proceder a hacerla? ¿O estamos viendo solo las minutas?
Excuse me, Peru, if it's an amendment to the guidelines for food import control systems, as I'm saying, it's not the appropriate place. as we are not really discussing the guidelines themselves, but an appendix to the guidelines. So it's not an appropriate place.
Chair, could you tell me when would that be that appropriate place? I'm sorry, but I'm a little bit confused here. I have a medical appointment, so I just arrived, and I really cannot tell you a right answer because, unfortunately, I don't understand very well when can I present these proposals that Capital sent me about the project.
Sorry, Peru, we cannot hear you. I don't know what has happened. There are a lot of noises in the mics. Peru, please, now hopefully we shall hear you.
Thank you, Chairman. I will present the proposal for the paragraph 2. El Perú sugiere modificar este párrafo por el siguiente texto. La aplicación de un programa de inspección de alimentos importados basada en el riesgo proporciona una forma más eficaz de abordar los riesgos en materia de inocuidad de los alimentos que están relacionados con los alimentos importados y asegura que los alimentos importados cumplan los requisitos de inocuidad exigidos por los países importadores y permite prestar mayor atención a los alimentos que presentan un mayor riesgo para la salud humana. En este sentido, también presento una propuesta modificatoria para la nota al pie de página número 2 por el siguiente texto. En el presente anexo, entre los alimentos importados, se incluyen también los ingredientes alimentarios. La inspección podría incluir, en su caso, alimentos para animales destinados al consumo humano.
Thank you, Peru, and Australia again. Could you come back to the suggestion from Peru?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sorry, I only received these comments in the Spanish. My Spanish isn't sufficient to pick up that particular suggestion. It was a decision of the committee that food-producing animals was sufficient in this context. If we have food-producing animals for human consumption, that may well exclude the animal, but the byproduct of the animal still enter the particular food chain. So the reference was seen as more embracing as it stands in the document.
Thank you, Australia, and I'm sure Peru can live without explanation from Australia.
Presidente, yo creo que esto lo tengo que consultar lamentablemente con los expertos de Capital. Lo que podría hacer, si le parece, es presentar por escrito estas sugerencias que tiene Perú. Y si me permite, quisiera mencionar unas propuestas adicionales referidas al párrafo 4, al párrafo 18, al párrafo 20.
Thank you, Peru. On the first intervention, would you mind if we record your reservation?
No, Presidente, puede reservarla, gracias.
Thank you, Peru, and can you go ahead to the other paragraphs?
Gracias, Presidente. Respecto al párrafo 4, Perú sugiere, presenta, la, propone perdón, la siguiente modificatoria. El propósito del presente anexo es proporcionar directrices a las autoridades competentes, a las autoridades competentes para ayudarlas a formular y aplicar programas de inspección para los alimentos importados basados en los riesgos para la inocuidad de los alimentos. Respecto al párrafo 18, proponemos la siguiente modificatoria. La naturaleza de la inspección podría abarcar una serie de procedimientos para garantizar que los alimentos importados cumplan los requisitos de inocuidad exigidos por los países importadores. Al definir dichos procedimientos destinados a verificar el cumplimiento de los requisitos de inocuidad, se debería considerar la proporcionalidad de dichas medidas con el nivel de riesgo planteado por el alimento o grupos de alimentos. Respecto al párrafo 20, presentamos la siguiente modificatoria. Cuando un envío de alimentos no cumple los requisitos de inocuidad exigidos por los países importadores, se podría generar, entre otras medidas, un cambio en la manera en que el país importador gestiona el riesgo referente al alimento en cuestión. Esta medida podría incluir la detención del alimento a la espera de una determinación final, además de un muestreo más estricto y verificaciones in situ del establecimiento en cuestión. Dichas medidas también podrían aplicarse a otros establecimientos de exportación del mismo país donde se elaboren alimentos similares cuando haya pruebas de problemas sistémicos. La decisión de un país importador de suspender la importación de un alimento debería reservarse exclusivamente a las ocasiones en las que existe un grave riesgo para la inocuidad de los alimentos que no se ha gestionado.
Peru, your time is over, please. 2 minutes are over.
Okay.
Okay.
Chair. Los procedimientos deberían prever el recurso. Eso es todo con respecto al párrafo 20.
Thank you, Peru. I see on paragraph 20, you are actually proposing some major changes which should have been discussed in the committee. And on paragraph 18, if I were following the translation properly, I did not really see any change from the English text. Maybe something to do with the Spanish text. And on paragraph 4, what I understand from the translation was the replacement of the word information with the program. So, much as I don't see a lot of changes on the first two paragraphs you made intervention, I'm afraid we cannot do much on paragraph 20 as this is a matter of discussion in the committee. And I understand there was circular letter and ample time for such comments to be discussed in the committee. And it's unfortunate it's not not appropriate to start committee discussion in the commission at this material time. So again, unless there is a strong reservation from your intervention on paragraph 20, we would leave with the text as proposed. China, please.
谢谢主席，我们呢不就具体的段落提出意见，但是鉴于目前的对基于危险性和科学的定义存在混淆，看上去还没有取得一致，有必要按第23届 CCGP的意见进一步工作，待取得进展后再决定该文件的采纳问题。谢谢。
Thank you, China. I see Australia, you want to react, but before you react, can we give the floor to India, please? India, please.
Sir, we'd just like to reiterate the point that although it is correct that we have been raising this again and again, it is only at step 8 that we have the opportunity to bring across a point which has not been addressed. And I would again draw to the attention of the chair of CCFIX that the reasons for not accepting the suggestion made by India are unclear to us. If it is the decision of the Commission to take this forward, then we would request that our objection should also be placed on record.
Thank you, India. We shall do that. Australia, please. There's another flag somewhere you're pointing at.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman. I was about to suggest that with the interventions that are coming in on the definition of risk-based and science-based, and it should be noted that this paper doesn't talk about that, it talks about based on risk and based on science. There's some clarification from New Zealand on that point might be useful.
Thank you, Australia. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'd just like to support the comments made by Australia in terms of the way forward in the more consistent use of terminology in relation to risk-based, science-based, based on risk, etc., within the Codex environment. These terms are horizontal issues and are correctly considered under the umbrella of the Codex Committee on General Principles, which has convened a workshop in September to develop a more comprehensive understanding of the use of such terms within the Codex environment compared at the level of national governments. There are a number of other standards that have been accepted recently that use these terms, and it would be wrong for us to be diverted from adopting this standard at this stage when what we're looking at is a more generic issue that will be hopefully moved forward in this workshop. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. Peru, you still want to come back, please?
Gracias, Presidente. Solamente para indicarle la solicitud de mi delegación de mantener la reserva sobre los puntos expresados. Voy a hacer la consulta con Lima sobre los puntos que usted señaló en relación a los párrafos 4 y 18. Pero si no fuera así, le agradecería que mantenga la reserva de Perú sobre todos los puntos manifestados ahora. Gracias.
Thank you, Peru. Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Without prolonging the discussion, Canada would like to indicate its support for the advancement of the proposed draft principles and guidelines. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no any other flag, then we adopt the text at step 5-8 with noting the reservation from India and also from Peru. Thank you very much. It's adopted. Then the next draft is proposed draft principles for traceability product tracing as a tool within a food inspection and certification system. Australia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd now like to introduce the proposed draft principles for traceability product tracing as a tool within a food import and export inspection and certification system. The reference documents are ALANORM 06/29/30, Appendix 2. Mr. Chairman, if you would just indulge me for a few moments, I think it's important on this particular issue, which has been a contention across a range of Codex committees, just to overview the background to the development of this document. This issue was initially brought to the attention of CC Fix back in 2001, when at that time the executive committee made mention of the issue of traceability and the need for work to be progressed in several committees. It made particular reference to CC Fix and equally made reference to CCGP. Following on from that particular decision, work in CC Fix has been progressed on a number of fronts in regard to traceability product tracing. There were, in fact, two workshops that were held in Switzerland, in Fribourg, to workshop the implications of traceability product tracing in regard to a range of Codex CC Fix texts. Following on from those efforts where it was determined that in relation to the text, no specific work was required, but although clarification would be useful in regard to traceability product tracing, there was a request by this committee that further work, new work, be progressed by CC Fix at its 28th session. A proposal for new work was brought back to, the 27th session. A proposal for new work on traceability was brought back to this committee at its 28th session. Parallel with that process was also the consideration by the Codex Committee of General Principles as to the definition of traceability product tracing, and that definition was, as I recall, agreed to at the last session of this committee, which would have been the 28th session. Just again with this particular item, it's useful to note the consultations that have taken place with its development. As the chair of CC Fix, I've had a range of meetings across the world in regard to hearing the concerns, particularly of developing countries, in relation to how they respond to this concern of traceability product tracing. Back in 2004, I met with, in the vicinity of 30 Latin and Caribbean countries where those issues were expressed, and another further 8 countries in Singapore where we again discussed this item and the particular challenges that confronted those developing countries with very disparate production systems, and how in fact a guideline could be, or principles could be constructed, that equally gave them comfort as it did other countries comfort that have concerns with this item. Further consultations were conducted with CC Africa in Rome in 2005 and CC Europe at the time we conducted a working group in Brussels last year. It's probably worth, Mr. Chairman, noting that at that particular working group, it was chaired by myself with the assistance of Norway and Argentina. And
Australia, please, with our due respect, the time is really not on our favour, so if you could quickly and finalise. Thanks.
And in the vicinity of 30 countries. It's important to make those points, Mr. Chairman, and the reason I'm making those points is because it has come to my attention here today and in discussions with countries recently that there is the occasional concern about the implications of developing countries in this text. And I just need to keep reinforcing that we have had a range of discussions in this text with listening to the concerns of developing countries and working the text through with their concerns to build a document that will give them comfort and equally give comfort to those countries requiring the use of such systems. So with that said, Mr. Chairman, the recommendation at the last CCFIX on this particular document was for the document to be progressed to the 5A process. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia, and I wish to ask the Commission if there is an objection then for adopting this text at step 5-8. I have Argentina, Philippines to start with. Philippines, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Philippines supports the adoption of the STOP principles for traceability product tracing using the accelerated procedure. We believe that this issue has already been subjected to extensive and extended discussion. The current draft has already included conclusions reached by the members of the committee, working group, and the different regional coordinating committees. Moreover, it contains now additional principles, specifically provisions of assistance, longer time frames of implementation, the flexibility of design and technical assistance, and the provision for implementation of traceability when as appropriate on a case-by-case basis. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Philippines, and I really wish to request the delegates making comments to be brief. And in this case, much as there was an objection to asking members to say yes to adoption or no to adoption, I'm still inclined to request the members to show their clear positions as to whether they are agreeing to adopt or not to adopt. And, the other information might be useful, but please bear with us that we are time constrained. I have with me Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Argentina desea manifestar su apoyo a este texto y lo que queremos mencionar fundamentalmente es que felicitamos la tarea realizada por la presidencia de CCFIX en todas las acciones que ha llevado adelante para poder facilitar la negociación de un tema absolutamente sensible para los países en desarrollo. No hubo ningún tipo de acción que se evitara para que realmente se pudieran escuchar todas las voces y se lograra un documento plenamente consensuado. Creemos que esa es la forma en que debería trabajarse todos los temas que son conflictivos y que hace años que están en la mesa de negociación del Códex. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina, and I'm sure Australia will take those compliments. Peru, please. Peru?
No, she said no.
Okay, then India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We do appreciate the efforts made by Australia to take on board substantively the views of many of the countries and many of the concerns. We would, however, point out that this particular draft principles are going to be the precursor of a large number of similar initiatives in the various other committees. It would have certain repercussions, and that is the reason that we would like to draw attention to some of the specific provisions of this document for the attention of the Commission. we had participated in the CCFIX meeting. The general views that emerged in the CCFIX session were that the traceability system should be voluntary, an alternative record-keeping system in practice should be accepted, and also that it would be difficult to implement this in primary production. These issues which were agreed to need to be fully and appropriately reflected in the principles. During the session, India had pointed out the impracticability of implementation of traceability at the primary production level and was also of the view that traceability should be used as a risk management tool to address an identified risk and should not cover quality and marketing aspects. It is in this context that while it was mentioned in that meeting that this the document would be so structured as to address disparate production systems, but we find that these objectives are not fully addressed. I would like to, although we've circulated a paper, I'll only pick 2 points out of that in the interest of time. The first, Mr. Chairperson, is on the scope. We would suggest that the objective of traceability is not clear from the scope given in the two paragraphs. Our view is that it should be used only as a risk management tool in respect of an identified risk and should not cover trade practices. We would therefore suggest that the second paragraph should read, it should begin, traceability / product tracing is a risk management tool that may be applied when and as appropriate within a food inspection and certification system. So in order to contribute to the protection of consumers against identified foodborne hazards, and then the rest of it as it is. So we are suggesting introduction of only 2 words, risk management and identified, before foodborne hazards. The second point which we would like to suggest is that paragraph 9, this is extremely open-ended. The footnote, in fact, adds to the open-endedness of this particular paragraph, and we suggest that paragraph 9 needs to be deleted. It does not add any value to this document. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. India, Australia, can you come in and again let me explain the concerns raised by India?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the issues of disparate production systems and the other concerns that were raised by India, those concerns have been addressed in the content of the principles that are presented in these particular principles, and they are the concerns that were expressed by a range of developing countries, and the language that's included in this document responds to those concerns. In relation to the proposition that the scope be changed with the inclusion of risk management, that proposition, although it's only 2 words, totally causes the balance of this document to be changed. The application of traceability product tracing in this document is seen solely as a tool, and as a tool it has no risk management mitigating capacities. By changing the definition to, or the language to, risk management tool, it insinuates or suggests that the tool itself will have a capacity to mitigate risk. And that then unbalances these principles, which have taken many months to construct with the agreement of a large range of countries. The final point on the deletion of 9 was also seen as a important point in this document. It references there the fact that a range of countries will require the use, may require the use of the tool for assistance with issues such as organic, with issues such as certification of halal product. Now those issues weren't necessarily seen as qualitative issues, they were seen as issues of concern to consumers. But what this paper does in response to those concerns and the concerns of developing countries is that without elaborate traceability tools, they won't be able to access those markets where those tools might well be prescribed. This document provides a framework where if they have systems that ensure the outcomes of those importing countries are met, that the access is one that can be permitted. So the concerns that India has raised are concerns that would have been discussed for the last 2 years with this document, and we believe the compromise this text addresses those issues. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Australia, and I'm sure India can live with explanation. If not, then we can note the concerns in the Commission report. I have Botswana, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. We very much appreciate all that we've heard and all that has been done. As far as this point is concerned, I see much potential in that. In Botswana, we're already using the system in our beef industry, and it's working beautifully. So I fully support the proposal. Thanks.
Thank you, Botswana. And can I go to OIE, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to call the attention of the Commission to the information on activities of OIE relevant to Codex work. This document has been distributed as CAC 29/4. In this document, in Appendix 4, we just reported OIE standard on identification and traceability of live animals, which was adopted in May this year at our general session. In the concern of addressing the seamless control of hazard throughout the food chain, in order to allow member countries to have guidance when setting up a traceability system that can address, if necessary, the entire food chain, including live animals, we have referenced to OIE, other relevant OIE standards and Codex Alimentarius standard. Therefore, in relation to the text developed by CCFIX, we first of all think it's a very good work, and we should compliment CCFIX for that, and we support its adoption at this stage. But we request that a reference to OIE standard is inserted into the text. Thank you very much.
Thank you, OIE. India, I see a flag. You want to come back again? And this is the last time, at least. India, please.
This is only in response to your question whether we could live with the explanation of Australia. I'm very sorry, sir, but we do feel that these concerns need to be addressed, and as such, we cannot support this document the way it is proposed.
So, India, can we note your reservation?
Yes, sir.
We can note your reservation, okay? Singapore, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll make an observation of what has been said by OIE. I think it is pertinent for us to make reference to the text on traceability that has been carried out by OIE, because they are relevant to Codex as well. So it would be good that both OIE and Codex make reference to each other with respect to traceability. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Australia, please, for your comments on the OIE suggestion.
Mr. Chairman, with the efforts of preserving the baby, which has seemed to be my focus at the moment, it is not an unhelpful suggestion that the OIE have made, which is a reference to the OIE text in regard to traceability, and indeed there is a lot of reference to works of OIE and IPPC where relevant issues or texts exist. The only reservation as chair of CCVICS I have with the suggestion is that in fact this proposal was put to the last CCVICS meeting, and the committee unanimously of the view, or obviously apart from one, that the text not be amended to make reference to OIE. So I consider that if that is still the feeling in this room, then you may well have some concerns raised by the inclusion of reference to OIE in this text.
I think the Commission sees a lot of merits to include the proposal from OIE, and therefore we shall also amend the text, especially in the document.
Can I make a
Secretary, you want to say where it can fit? Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Of course, for the interest of the time, I try to make a proposal that may or may not address certain concerns of countries, and if this proposal would not be appropriate, of course, the Commission can decide to reject this amendment. The amendments I would propose to the first paragraph of the text would be as follows. The first sentence remains unchanged. The second sentence could read, "This document should be read in conjunction with all relevant codex texts, as well as those adopted by IPPC and OIE where appropriate." Full stop. I put this proposal through you to the Commission. Thank you.
An objection from the Commission, from what the Secretary has said? Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This matter had already been discussed at the CCVICS, and Malaysia supports the current text as it is without reference to OIE or IPPC. Thank you.
Thank you, Malaysia. Chile, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. No tenemos nada contra las otras dos hermanas, por el contrario, pero pensamos igual que Malasia, sino tal vez también tendríamos que señalar a la Organización Mundial de Comercio que tiene algún alineamiento en equivalencia. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you. Argentina, please.
Hola. Sí, gracias, señor presidente. Argentina desea mencionar que si bien es cierto que no hubo acuerdo para su inclusión en la reunión del comité, no tendríamos inconvenientes que se incluyeran los textos pertinentes de la OIE. Tenemos una cierta reserva respecto de la Convención Internacional de Protección Fitosanitaria, pero porque básicamente no es un organismo de referencia con el que estemos muy familiarizados y no quisiéramos avanzar más allá de lo que corresponde, pero de hecho lo de la OIE nos parece casi natural. Gracias.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Au nom des 22 États membres de l'Union européenne présents dans cette salle, la communauté européenne soutient la proposition faite par le secrétariat du Codex de faire la référence au texte de l'OIE et de l'IPPC. Merci.
Thank you, European Community. Thailand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thailand would like to support the current text as it is, unless we need to have more time to study on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Thailand and New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think as a Commission, we have already agreed not to develop joint standards with OIE or IPPC, but we have agreed to cross-reference texts where relevant, so as we can look at the whole food chain when developing standards. And we support the text as proposed by the Secretariat. It's very open-ended. It doesn't create any sort of mandate. It just asks us to have a look at those texts of the other sisters under the SBS agreement to see if there's any relevant provisions in regard to codex texts. And we don't see any danger in that. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. I see no any other flag, and I think the Commission, we should include the text as for including OIE and IPPC, and this is also in line with what we have been discussing on food safety, that we are addressing the concerns from farm to table. So we should adopt the text at step 5 and 8, with the addition of the mentioning of OIE and IPPC, as was mentioned by the Secretary. Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Malaysia would like to record our reservation on the decision of the Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Malaysia, and it will be recorded. Thailand, please.
Mr. Chairman, Thailand also would like to record our reservation in the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand, and the reservation will be recorded. Chile?
Lo mismo, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chile. So, can we go to... Ladies and gentlemen, I'm really uncomfortable with the time management, and I have hardly 5 minutes, and I wish to invite the chairperson of the Codex Committee for Food Labelling to introduce the three texts from the committee. Canada, please.
Thank you, Chairman. First of all, I wish to introduce myself. My name is Anne McKenzie, and I am the chairperson of the Codex Committee on Food Labelling, which is hosted by the Government of Canada, as you observe, Chairman. First of all, on behalf of committee members, I wish to thank the Rome Secretariat for the excellent support which has been afforded to the committee by Madame Salma Doiran and Mr. Tom Heildman. The issues under consideration by the Commission today, Chairman, are four, three of which appear in Alinorm 06295 Revision 1, the draft amendment to the guidelines for the production, processing, labeling, and marketing of organically produced foods, the Table 3. The next item that I will introduce is the proposed draft amendment to the guidelines on nutritional labeling, the definition of trans fatty acids. The third item will be the general standard for fruit juices and nectars. And if you will indulge me, Chairman, I would like to very briefly speak to a fourth item, and that would be through you, Chairman, to update the Commission on our famous agenda item number 5, commonly referred to as GM labeling. So, Chairman, then let us turn our attention to the first item, and that is the table, commonly referred to as the table in the organic standard. And I would like to say, Chairman, that this table, under consideration, was adopted in July 03 by the Commission at Step 5. It was considered by CCFL in 04. It was substantially redrafted in 05 and 06. And this year, the CCFL reached consensus on all the additives. In general, Chairman, many substantial improvements, both in format and content, have been accepted by the committee to the point where the table has now been split into two sections. The section of the table, which is under consideration by the Commission today, includes only additives approved by the Codex Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants, or additives that are in a Codex standard adopted by the Commission and on which there has been consensus on use for organic production. In summary then, Chairman, I would like to propose that the draft amendment to the guidelines for the production, processing, labeling, and marketing of organically produced foods, and specifically the Annex Table 3, which is the ingredients of non-agricultural origin, referred to in Section 3 of the guidelines, be adopted by the Commission at Step 8. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Chairperson of the Codex Committee on Food Labeling, and I wish to ask the committee if there is any objection to the text being adopted at Step 8. No objection? What's that?
Cuba.
Of Cuba.
Gracias, señor presidente. En el tema que nos ocupa, en el apéndice 2, en la tabla 3, se hacen una serie de precisiones. Nosotros tenemos algunas preocupaciones porque en los jugos de frutas orgánicos, los cuales mi país exporta a muchos países, no se aplican aditivos químicos en el procesamiento, eso está prohibido. Por lo tanto, no debe aparecer. Y los clientes de los productos orgánicos no permiten el uso de productos químicos o aditivos en ninguna fase de proceso, tanto en la etapa propia agrícola como en la etapa de procesamiento. Y también nos parece que de forma general debía tenerse en cuenta el establecimiento de los límites máximos de residuos, los que no aparecen en la tabla. Y de aprobarse, debía evaluarse en el comité de etiquetado y aceptarse que en la etiqueta se declarará el uso de los aditivos en caso de que alguien lo permitiera, lo cual nos parece poco probable. Gracias.
Thank you, Cuba. And I have one NGO. We cannot read your name, please. If you can...
NHF.
NHF?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NHF would object to the inclusion of carrageenan in the list of substances permitted for use in organic foods on the grounds that there is evidence that it's associated with the formation of ulcers in the intestines and cancerous tumours in the gut. Mr. Chairman, amongst many other things, consumers equate usage of the word organic with safety. And as such, given that one of the primary stated aims of Codex is to protect the health of consumers, then we believe that carrageenan should not be permitted for use in organic foods and would like our objection, Mr. Chairman, to be noted in the report. Thank you very much.
I also wish to draw the attention of the Commission to Alnom 06/26-3A. Sorry, 06/29/3A. That's the report of the Executive Committee of the 58th session. And there was a discussion in the committee. And the recommendation of the committee was to return the draft to Step 6 for comments and consideration by the next session of the Codex Committee on Food Labeling, because it became obvious that Step 6 was omitted in the standard elaboration procedure. And listening to in the intervention from Cuba and the intervention